a good way to finish off at Don Valley, wasn't it? And you know, the boys were outstanding. They've been a credit to themselves this year again, and you know, to finish it down there with a 50 odd points to 16. I know at the end they were busted, but the boys were great, and you know, it's been great while it's been here, and we've been playing at Don Valley. We've loved it. It's the next chapter in the club's history, isn't it? And who knows where we'll be.
Off the back of last week, you were calling for a reaction from the players. Do you think you got that tonight?
Yeah, we got it in training, to be fair, and I think they've got to take a rap on that, because at the end of the day, you know, they played a lot of games. They looked a little bit tired, a little bit busted over the last 3 weeks. But this week in training, we've got knuckled down again. We've demanded a little bit more from each other. And, you know, I could tell on Tuesday and I could tell Wednesday and backed up on Friday that they were ready to play. And, you know, when you get to this time of season, that's what you need. You need them to be good. And I thought they were great tonight.
And a quick turnaround. You've only got 4 days until Halifax. Was that the idea? Come out hard in the first half, try and rack up the points, and then ease off for the second half?
I always want to come out hard and rack up, you know, because then we can get a bit of an easy time later on. But, no, I mean, the plan was just to get a performance, get a bit of confidence back, because we're a cracking team. They're a cracking group of players, and the credit to, as I said, the club and themselves. But, you know, they just want to go as far as they can go. And you know, we've done it the hard way over the last 2 years to get here, and we'll do it hard again. It would have been nice to, the fitting would have been the semi-final down here, but it hasn't to be. You know, we'll go to Halifax on Thursday knowing that we can beat them, and they'll also know that we can beat them as well.
And a chance of redemption after last week as well.
Yeah, I thought defensively we were great last week. They scored a couple of tries really late on. With the ball, we wasn't good. His kicking game wasn't good. Tonight, we've put that right, and I thought, you know, showed that by racking up the points. And, you know, they'll be very wary of us, and they know that we've done it over the last couple of years, gone there and beat them, and we can do it again. On his day, a nice wide pitch, nice conditions, and we're going to challenge them and see if they can answer the questions that we're going to throw at them.
Will you approach the game any differently to the way you did last week, or?
I know. I just look at that we can play it a little bit more, because we run at 50-odd%, worst of season last week with the ball in hand, and they were at 80-odd, and that's why we lost the game. You know, we presented it. We've got a good attitude, and we've seen it again today. You know, what was it at halftime? 28-0, and any team that stops any opposition scoring in for 40 minutes, 50 minutes, 60 minutes is a quality team, and we've got that. We've got his mojo back. We're looking forward to it. We want to be the first team to go back-to-back. Now, there's two other clubs in front of us. One is Halifax on Thursday night, and then, you know, hopefully we'll get a final day.
Just give us an insight into the players' dressing room. Obviously, all the history at the Don Valley Stadium. You've been here over 20 years. What's players' morale like with the last game in this stadium?
We've kept it away from them, you know. We haven't spoke about it with them, and I didn't want it to be any more pressure for them. You know, we just talk about we'll sort the rest out, as we always have done, and you know, we've got plans. We've got you know, options now, where, you know, the guys at Owleton have stood up and said that there's a chance we can go there. So we've kept away from them. We'll do the best, what's right for Sheffield Eagles. And we want to stay in Sheffield. That's the most important thing. Now we've got a bit of light at the end of the tunnel with Owleton. People need to get behind us. Owleton, John Gilburn and all them down there are really excited about getting us down there. Because, you know, next year's 30 years. It's only 30 years since the club were formed. 13 years since the club were reformed, if you like. And we could end up going back to where it all began. And you know, it's been a great chapter here. We've enjoyed it. There's been some massive games. I've played in some big games here myself. You know, we were the first UK team to beat an Australian in the World Club Challenge, Perth Reds here. We've played Australia here and we're beating for a couple of minutes in that game as well. So there's a lot of history and a lot of, you know, we've been here 20 odd years, and there's a lot of emotions been at this place, you know. We won Wembley and came back here with a trophy and things like that. So there's a lot of history. You know, the next part of it, nothing can be as hard as what happened 13 years ago when the club merged. So we know we'll get to the end of it. We know we'll get the support of the people. They just need to keep faith. And you know, we're committed to be in this city.
So obviously that meeting last Friday, you've alluded to a bit there, Owleton Stadium. Things are moving forward there. Can you tell us any more details at this stage?
Well, it's going to cost a lot of money. It's going to cost a lot of money, because there's things that need to be sorted out. And if we could just lift Don Valley pitch up now and just carry it across to Owleton and just plop it down, then it'd be fantastic for us. You know, we've got changing rooms to get. We've got the pitch in the middle to sort out. They're not, you know, they can be done. There's floodlights that need to be done, and we've got some great floodlights at Don Valley. Let's take them with us, and so we can keep it there. And look at this now. There's kids kids running all over the field there. It's great. So yeah, you know, it's very positive, and you know, we'll make it happen. The people of Sheffield deserve to have a Super League club one day, and a really successful rugby league team.
And is there still discussions going on with Hallam University over Bawtree Road?
Well, Bawtree Road's going to be the training base for Sheffield Eagles. So we're always going to train there, and all his kids are going to play there. All his scholarship academy, Sheffield Hallam Eagles, his junior Eagles, they will all be able to train, play there, just like we will. So, and that was always the plan, you know, and it wasn't in the script that Don Valley was going to get closed, if you like. So it was never put there until late, when we actually, you know, asked could it happen, and the rugby league came down and sanctioned it, said yes, it can happen. But you know, at this moment in time, Hallam didn't build it for that, and I appreciate their decision. We've got to look, move on, and keep being positive, and we will do. And you know, we've got things, and I know everybody will pull together, and we'll get the outcome we want. But the Bawtree Road site is a fantastic site. It's going to be the best training facility, bar none, in rugby league, and it'll be the Sheffield Eagles Centre of Excellence for rugby league.